Now, I think once again we've got Mr. Salt back on the line. I'm sorry, your phone seemed to drop out there. Do we have you loud and clear now?
We certainly do.
Oh, that's much better. Okay. Now, you were telling us how you plan to serve the electorate of O'Connor.
Yes, absolutely. I believe it doesn't matter geographically where I'm actually situated. I think to obviously be a successful candidate and obviously, if elected, representative for the people of the electorate, I think it's important that I obviously look at the key issues, look at what can be done, and obviously look at what Labor can do, particularly for the people, not just of one particular area in the electorate. As everyone knows, it's quite a large electorate. And just to make sure that I can position myself, obviously, in the best possible area. As everyone understands, I do live in Newman currently. But if I was to, obviously, be elected, I would certainly consider making a move, obviously, to somewhere locally and obviously somewhere where I can govern effectively.
So can you tell us a little bit about your background? Obviously, in O'Connor, we've got both farming, mining. It is a huge electorate. Sort of, where are you coming from?
Absolutely. Myself, to be honest, I'm a jack of all trades. I've worked in the food and hospitality industry. I've worked in the metal industry. And I've also worked in the logistics industry. And basically, where I'm coming from is, obviously, as most people would know, I am a current union official with the Australian Manufacturing Workers Union. Obviously, being in Newman, I look after a lot of mining side of employment issues and also construction issues and also a lot to do with mining and pastoral as well. So I'm certainly, I guess, in a term of words, clued up when it comes to a lot of the issues that face a lot of the regional WA areas. Newman in particular, I've been here for quite some time. I've done some extensive travelling around the Pilbara area and also through the a lot of the electorates in our O'Connor as well. So,
if you just tuned into the morning show this morning, we're meeting Mr. Michael Salt for the first time. He's the Labor Party candidate for the federal seat of O'Connor. Now, there was a bit of a delay in announcing a candidate for O'Connor. Do we know why that was?
To be honest, I think we were trying to make sure we could obviously put in a suitable candidate. I believe I am a suitable candidate. And I think a lot of the problems, obviously, with getting a candidate forward is making sure that we obviously put the right people in the right positions. And I'm quite proud to be a candidate under the Kevin Rudd government.
Now, obviously, the other candidates we've got at the moment have had a time on their side, I guess, as they were endorsed some time ago. Do you think that might work against you a little bit come voting time?
Look, absolutely. I mean, it would have been certainly a lot easier to get on board a lot earlier than what we have done. But I believe in the weeks to come, obviously before the election, I believe a lot of hard work can be done. And I believe if I focus on the key issues that matter to obviously the people in the electorate, I believe anything is possible. The outcome may swing in our favour or it may not.
So just briefly, what do you see at the moment, we're a few weeks out from the election, what are the major issues that you'll be pushing on in the lead up to the election?
I mean, absolutely. Cost of living is certainly a very big key issue. I mean, a lot of the, obviously, townships in the electorate, if you look at where they're placed, they're in some of the greatest scenery and greatest backdrops, I believe, in Western Australia. And I think what needs to be done is obviously looking at those costs of living and obviously for people that want to retire in those regions, and not just for retirees, I'm talking for pensioners, also low-income earners. Those are some of the key issues to me. I also believe that we need to look at what can be sourced locally, obviously supporting local businesses and making sure that we've got those training facilities available, as you would find in the city, to ensure that the kids in the electorate have those same opportunities to obviously advance themselves employment-wise as you would find in the city.
So a big question, and it's a crystal ball question, I suppose, but how do you think you will go on September 7?
Look, I'm going to be pretty optimistic about it. I believe Labor does have a chance in that electorate. I believe there's a lot of people in the electorate that do hold the core Labor values, as I do myself. And I believe that basically it's an open ball game, really.
So we've got a few weeks still to go before the election. Are you planning on visiting the Goldfields Esperance region?
Absolutely. I want to try to obviously make myself available as much as possible. I've got quite a few radio interviews and obviously newspaper interviews lined up. But I want to really try to get out there amongst the people of those electorate, find out exactly what is their key issues, and obviously make sure that if I am elected, I am obviously prepared to put their voice over to Canberra and make sure that we actually do deal with the issues head on, and obviously ensure that we can fix whatever the problems may be as they fall, and obviously make sure that we get to the heart of the issues as well. I think a big problem these days is we use a lot of smoke and mirrors, and politicians aren't exactly 100% honest. I want to be open and honest with the people of the electorate, and I want to make sure they know that they do have a candidate who will take over a strong voice over to Canberra, and obviously ensure that all the concerns and all the issues that do come up in the electorate are raised over in Canberra.
So currently, just coming back to the seat in Newman, sorry, you're in Newman at the moment. Should you win the seat, will you definitely be moving into the electorate?
Yes, I will. Like I said before, I've lived in Coolgardie in the past. I do call Coolgardie my second home, and I'd be more than happy, obviously, to move somewhere in the electorate. But I think the most important part is if I was to make the move, obviously, to place myself in the best possible position to represent the people of that electorate.
Now, in the last federal election, we saw Liberal Wilson Tuckey lose on preferences to the current member, Tony Crook, the Nationals. How big a role do you think the preferences will play? And at this stage, do you know where your preferences will be going?
At this stage, I'm not 100% sure on the preferences. I believe the preferences will make a big difference. I'm certainly not going to sugarcoat that. But at this particular time, I cannot tell you exactly where their preferences lie.
So traditionally, I think they've gone to the Nationals. At this stage, you just don't know.
At this stage, I'm not aware, no.
Well, Mr. Salt, thanks very much for introducing yourself to us this morning. No doubt we'll be speaking again in the next few weeks. Thanks for your time.
Not a problem. Thank you, Lorraine, and thank you, listeners.
Thank you.